Now, this man Jeremiah, who's been giving these prophecies, had also sent a prophecy down to Nebuchadnezzar. And as we saw back in the book of Jeremiah, he had made a trip down there himself. Now we read in verse 11 of chapter 39, "Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, saying, take him and look well to him and do him no harm, but do unto him even as he shall say unto thee." Now Nebuchadnezzar was particularly good to this man Jeremiah. It's quite interesting. He got worse treatment at the hands of his own people than he did at the hands of his enemy. And today I have found out that I'm hurt more by those who profess to be Christian than by the unsaved world. I find this is a great principle, and I think probably many of you will agree with that. Now, Nebuchadnezzar has permitted Jeremiah to do what he wants to. He tells him here, you can come with the captives to Babylon if you want to. And Jeremiah, it's interesting enough, did not want to do that. I think he would have been given special privilege, but he did not want to see his brethren suffer as they did there by the canals of Babylon, by the rivers of Babylon, where they sat down, where they hung up their harps, and they wept when they remembered Zion. And Jeremiah did not want to go with them. They've rejected his message, and they've rejected him, and God now has raised up another prophet that will speak to them down there. It'll be Ezekiel that we'll see later on. But now he chooses to remain in the land with the poor that remain there. Who really loved that land? It was Jeremiah. Who really was patriotic? It was Jeremiah. Who really had the best interests of the people at heart? It was Jeremiah. Now that is all quite obvious now. Now I think that I'd like to conclude chapter 39 by reading to you a statement from another, and this is something that's very pertinent for this hour in which we are living. The thing that we said is all important is to understand that God judges, and that the one who judges is a God of love. He's loved you with an everlasting love, and that makes the judgment that much worse because of the fact that he's not a tyrant, and he has to do it. He has to do it in love. And the one who pronounced that harsh judgment over Jerusalem is the one who wept over Jerusalem and said, how many times would I have gathered together your little ones like a mother hen gathers her little chicks, but you would not. Now I'd like to quote this because we have seen that the judgment of God and the anger of God is revealed in nature, and it's revealed in history, it's revealed in the Old Testament, and it's revealed in the New Testament. Now I'm reading a quotation from Dr. G. Campbell Morgan. Will you listen very carefully? Prisons are in the interest of the free. Hell is the safeguard of heaven. A state that cannot punish crime is doomed, and a God who tolerates evil is not good. Deny me my biblical revelation of the anger of God, and I'm insecure in the universe. But reveal to me this throne established, occupied by one whose heart is full of tenderness, whose bowels yearn with love, then am I assured that he will not tolerate that which blights and blasts and damns, but will destroy it and all its instruments in the interest of that which is high and noble and pure. And that's a tremendous statement, and we can say thank God that he destroyed Jerusalem when he did. It revealed that he loved them, my friend, because had he been a disinterested party, he would have let them sunk lower and lower down into the depths of hell. But God won't do that. Therefore, we can look around us today, and we are seeing a nation departing farther and farther from God. And we have discovered that when crime is not dealt with, and when criminals are not punished, that we curb the liberty of folk. I must say, because there are judges today that have not handed down the sentence they should against criminals, I'd have to be careful about walking the streets as you do. I have to be careful about where I go. I have had to put more protection about my house. And my neighbors, they live in fear also, and several of them have had their homes broken into. I say to you today that our liberty has been curbed, and we're talking today about freedom and liberty, and I say let's enforce the law so we can all have liberty. That is the thing that is hard to get through even the PhD's heads that are the brain trusts that are advising a government, and it's the thing that's got us in the mess that we're in today. We're so far from God. This is a tremendous section.